listening into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. So continuing from last hour, the discussion of libertarianism versus objectivism. And one of our emailers writes in, and he's already been rebutted in one way, but I guess you've got another rebuttal coming up here. His suggestion was that objectivism to him seemed all about rejecting tradition. We've already essentially had people say that it's more than just about that. It's about everything that Ayn Rand believed. Objectivism is essentially like I don't know if cult of personality is the right term, but essentially if you're an objectivist, you presumably adhere to all of Ayn Rand's beliefs, or most all of Ayn Rand's personal belief system, when she was alive.
Right. She was a philosopher, and it's the adherence to her philosophy.
S.F. Johnson points out that libertarians value freedom over all else. So all true libertarians are objectivists because libertarianism includes it, but not all objectivists are libertarians. Objectivists do not put freedom first. They put reason first. So if an objectivist could reason himself into a way that fascism would make good sense, then presto, a fascist is born. But a libertarian who supports intellectual freedom as well as every other freedom, freedom of movement, freedom of social interaction, freedom to own and keep your property, etc., could never reason himself into a fascist or a socialist. These opinions are antithetical to freedom. In principle, libertarians are way beyond and ahead of objectivists. I don't think Ayn Rand would have fully understood the freedom movement and all of its intentions and implications. Now, your rebuttal, Mark?
From Craig, he says, that guy had it all wrong. Objectivism is a total philosophy of the universe, including metaphysics, epistemology, ethics, physics, politics, and aesthetics. I've studied Ayn Rand's philosophy for 20 years now, and from my perspective, objectivism, the larger philosophy, and libertarianism is the political branch of the philosophy. Therefore, all objectivists are libertarians. But there are numerous different types of libertarians which are not objectivist. Christian libertarians are not objectivists. There are many libertarians who radically disagree with some of the tenets of objectivist libertarians, like those who disagree with corporations or those who are anarchists. But all objectivists, from my perspective, are libertarians.
I don't see how that could possibly be. Well, I mean, in the case of Terry Goodkind, he supported an external war. He supported a war of aggression. And to support a war of aggression, you must support taxation.
Because you have
you're not a libertarian.
You have an erroneous view of what a libertarian is.
Okay, what's a libertarian?
Well, I mean, more people would say that a libertarian is a person who supports small government.
Well, they'd be wrong. A libertarian is somebody who believes that force is in an appropriate way to achieve political or social goals.
Look, you've got...
So you can redefine it as much as you want, Mark, to make yourself feel better, but the fact is, libertarianism is a philosophy to live life by.
Then why don't you use the term libertarian instead of a free marketeer?
Because it's been destroyed by people like you and Neil Bortz
and Dennis Miller. I disagree.
And Terry Goodkind, although he doesn't call himself a libertarian, so at least he's honest about it.
I disagree. I think that a libertarian is a person who wants to see a large reduction in the form of government that we currently have.
That's
the
true.
Effective
Every libertarian
definition.
Is going to agree with that statement. Yes, you ask a libertarian, do you want to see a large reduction in government? Yes, I do. But you're narrowing the field of definition for the term libertarian. Libertarianism is a philosophy on how to live life. You don't use force on others. Period. Unless force is being used on you, and then you're using it in a defensive capability, in which case that's fine.
Your definition, the not use force definition, essentially limits it, that narrows the field. Because that cuts out every libertarian, including myself, out of the picture. I am not a libertarian, if that's the case, because I advocate a gas tax to support roads.
That's right, you do.
I'm not a libertarian, then. I'm just a big
You're not a 100% libertarian.
Republican. All right, well, go on if you got that definition.
I will go on. Thank you very much.
There you go. Next topic.
800-259-9231, if you want to debate the semantics of the term libertarian. And this is exactly why I've abandoned the term. Because it's meaningless at this point. It's been watered down.
I think it has baggage.
It's got baggage. It's been watered down by different political operatives, people who have infiltrated the Libertarian Party. They are trying to make libertarianism look like something it's not. They're trying to make libertarians look like they support force when true libertarians do not support the initiation of force. And so, again, that's why one of the reasons why I consider myself a free marketeer.
Right. And I would say, you know, free marketeer is a fine definition. You've created the word, and I understand what the term means. Whereas libertarian, I feel like, is a much larger category that people can use. And if somebody wants to call themselves a libertarian, I'm willing to accept them into the fold if they have smaller government philosophies. Yeah, even if they're much larger than me.
Yes. Okay.
I will call myself a real libertarian.
You're talking about politically libertarian. You are leaning libertarian politically. That's about as much as you could say to, if you wanted to be accurate. You're leaning.
I would call myself a real libertarian.
Sure you would.
I wouldn't call you one.
So I'm not a libertarian? I'm not a real libertarian?
No.
Why?
Because you don't believe in any government at all.
Mm-hmm. Where's the definition that expressly points out that libertarians must believe in government?
I've seen several that define somebody as a small government libertarian, mm-hmm. which indicates that that's what a libertarian is. And then you're off into the subcategories.
So what you're
going
to do here, okay, listeners? Here's what you get. You get to pick now between the guy who's been in the libertarian movement for what, a handful of years, versus myself, who's been in the movement for about a decade. So, who knows what the definition of libertarian is? That's up to you to decide. 800-259-9231.
And those of you that believe in any government at all are not libertarians, according to that guy.
At nearly 20 tons, it's the largest maritime cocaine bust in U.S. history. The U.S. Coast Guard announced today that it seized 42,845 pounds of the drug from the Gatun, a Panamanian ship. Two of the Coast Guard's cutters approached the ship Sunday after a patrol plane spotted the vessel about 20 miles southwest of the Panamanian coast. Drug Enforcement Administration Administrator Karen Tandy said that usually drug traffickers store the cash in secret compartments or conceal it with other legitimate cargo, but this shipment wasn't exactly hidden. She says they simply loaded these bales of cocaine into cargo containers on the top of the deck of this freighter. They were hiding in plain sight right there on the main deck. And in fact, they've got a photo of this, and there are little 25-pound bales of cocaine right there, stacked one on top of the other. Maybe 40-pound bales, hard to tell from this distance. But Charlie Diaz captains one of the Coast Guard ships that closed in on the Gatun. He said the Gatun's crew did not resist but appeared nervous as the Coast Guard approached the crew's vessel. Diaz acknowledged the Panamanian ship was carrying some legal cargo, but that, quote, bales of cocaine were just piled high in containers on the ship's deck, almost up to the ceiling. To think that any one of those containers, any two containers, can hold this much drugs is eye-opening. Tandy estimated the haul of cocaine could have sold on the street for about $600 million. Homeland Security...
if a haul like this gets caught, I wonder how many hauls like this have made it through.
There are.
Yeah, I mean, just incredible amounts of these must be getting through.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said, quote, through collaboration, we've been able to strengthen our counter-narcotics efforts to send a strong message to drug traffickers where it hurts, in their pocket. Okay. Yeah, losing a shipload of cocaine, that's probably going to... They're going to notice it.
I'm sure that stinks for them.
They're going to be bummed out about it. But then again...
I don't feel real bad that the criminals lost their cocaine.
Right. They lost the coke. Somebody made the money because somebody paid for all that coke. So some criminal at some point in the line has already made several million dollars on this particular boatload. There's only one criminal that took a loss on this particular run. And if you're shipping $600 million of cocaine, you've got the resources to do it again. This is one run. It's very unlikely that somebody shot their load, so to speak, at this particular point in their career and, invested all of their money into this one ship.
Even if they put one person out of business, somebody else is going to step in and, supply the next batch of cocaine that comes in.
800-259-9231. There's more bragging here on the part of the bureaucrats, and I want to share that with you and pick it to pieces. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the updates. You just get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Get on the list for free, of course, at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates www.freetalklive.com. Do you want to know more about Milton Friedman? Get the DVD Power of Choice and The Life, or The Life and Ideas of Milton Friedman. It's a moving tribute to the man, from his effects on Estonia and Chile to the military draft in the United States. The video includes footage from the last 70 years. Get the Power of Choice and other books and videos on Liberty at lfb.com. That's laissez-faire books, lfb.com.
I just got the newest catalog from them. You can go there to their website and get signed up for their catalog and see all the books that they have. And it's cool. Nice to be able to look through.
Yeah, color on the inside? I noticed it was color on the outside. I didn't get to flip through it.
Color everywhere, pretty much.
Very nice.
I think there might be some black and white pages in it now that I recall, but I'm not 100% sure.
Anyway, it's nice and free, and so lfb.com. All right, 1-800-259-9231. There has been another drug bust. Last night we talked about a Mexican drug bust that netted over $200 million in cash alone. They just had bundles and bundles of $100 bills stacked in a room somewhere, and it was in a very nice home in one of the nicest neighborhoods in Mexico City. And so good for them. Yay, whoopee. They drop in the bucket, $200 million. And this is also a little bit of a larger drop in the bucket, but nonetheless, still a drop in the bucket. $600 million is the street value estimated on a bust of 42,845 pounds of cocaine busted on the Gatun, a Panamanian ship by the Coast Guard recently, according to the bureaucrats. And the Coast Guard raid comes on the heels of a record-breaking cash seizure by the DEA last week, where they mentioned the $205 million from the meth dealers in Mexico. In January, the DEA announced the extradition of 15 suspects tied to four Mexican drug cartels. That makes three big strikes in less than 2 months against the once untouchable and feared Mexican drug cartels that are responsible for so much of the drug supply in the United States, said Tandy, with her hands on her hips. Yeah, okay, so what? Three big strikes. Sweetie, you're doing nothing. You don't even understand. I mean, do they really know? They must know, right? The DEA, they must understand that what they're up against is an unstoppable force. They're up against the marketplace. People want to snort cocaine.
Some do, not all of them.
People,
yes,
do want to snort cocaine. They're willing to pay black market prices, which are extraordinarily high, in order to be able to do this particular drug. And since there are people that want to snort it, there will be people who are willing to flaunt the law in order to supply it to them. There always will be. It doesn't matter how many laws they throw in their way. It doesn't matter if it's the death penalty for dealing or however draconian they become. If the laws become more draconian, then the criminals just become more dangerous, because it takes a real special type of criminal to go up against laws that might put you to death for violating them.
Absolutely. You'd have the most dangerous of the criminal element that's currently, the dangerous criminal element that's currently in the cocaine trade.
But these seizures are close to $1 billion in cash and drugs since the start of the year paint a picture of an illicit industry that's still booming. Quote, I think they operate with a mentality of impunity where they think they can get away with what they're doing, said Chertoff. Hey, they are getting away with it. The fact is, it's a very lucrative business where drug cartels make billions of dollars. The flagrant way in which they behave is a pretty good window into what is in their head. You know what? He's right about that. It is a lucrative business. And the drug cartels are making billions of dollars because you're putting it in their pockets, Michael Chertoff. You and your government goons are allowing these people to make money. You're ensuring obscene profits because black market prohibition. Prohibition drives products underground, products and services, into the black market. The black market drives prices up because criminals want to get paid well for mm-hmm. flaunting the law. You don't just go and traffic a pound of cocaine because you're doing it for fun. You're doing it to make money, and you want to make sure you make a good amount. So there's 20 middlemen in between the grower and the actual end-level street dealer, and every one of those middlemen's got to make his $100. And so price goes up and up and up and up, and you're the ones, you government people, you're the ones, and you who support the war on drugs, you police chiefs that support the war on drugs, you cops that mindlessly enforce the war on drugs, and the rest of you that support the war on drugs, you're the ones putting the profits in the hands of criminals. How's that make you feel?
You know, Americans have such a difficult time imagining what life would be like if cocaine was legal. But surprise, Americans, in less than 100 years ago, cocaine was legal.
Mm-hmm.
It was. And it was cheap, relative to what it is currently. I mean, it wasn't the cheapest thing around. It wasn't sand, but it was relatively cheap, and a lot of people used it for a lot of different purposes. Some recreationally. I've heard the claim that it used to be in Coca-Cola. I don't know that claim is true.
Really?
What?
That's not a fact.
I don't know
the claim.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know.
Huh.
It was available. You could get it through the pharmacy. You didn't have to get any doctor's order to get it or anything like that.
Send your 10-year-old son to buy a bottle for you.
And was the country in such bad shape? Were the drug addicts everywhere? I mean,
no.
They may very well have been addicted.
There were some middle-aged housewives.
Yeah. Well, there was probably lots of people that were addicted to it, but they went to work.
The most likely drug user, the most likely drug addict back then, middle-aged housewives. Because they didn't have anything to do. Sat around the house all day waiting for hubby to get home. The Coast Guard worked with the DEA and other components of the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice under Operation Panama Express. Commandant of the Coast Guard, Admiral Thad Allen, credited the crews and the military's branch's two cutters involved in the bust. One ship is 40 years old, and the crew was even working to fix some mechanical problems on that ship during the raid. Oh, they're so hardworking, those boys. Oh, boy, you guys are doing a great job out there, really cracking down on the criminals, really making a difference in the world. Allen said, "This does not happen alone. Coast Guard cannot execute these types of missions without the incredible support of our interagency partners and our inner blah, 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 blah." Official arrested 14 crew members, 3 from Panama and 11 from Mexico. The Mexican crew members are on their way to Tampa, Florida, to face prosecution in the United States, while the Panamanian suspects have been turned over to face possible charges in Panama. Now, I wonder, there were two ships involved with the Coast Guard here. I wonder how many people were on the crew of the Coast Guard ship. Now, I don't know anything about how many people staff ships or cutters or whatever these things are. But 14 people is a pretty big crew as far as the drug ship is concerned. And there was a quote in here, and I must have breezed over it, by Chertoff, who says, oh, here it is. He says, experience shows that as you get more effective against criminal organizations, they get more violent. An unhappy indicator, the reaction, is an unhappy indicator of the fact they're beginning to sense a threat against their livelihood. Now, wait a minute. This goes back to something I pointed out before, and that is that there's no war on drugs. Because if there were a war on drugs, then there'd be some fighting coming back from the other side. Now, if $600 million is a big deal to you, and to you it might be, but to the drug dealers it's not. But let's presume this is a big bust.
Seemed like it to me.
Let's presume for these coke dealers that this is a big deal.
I'm sure it's a big deal, it's just not their business. And if it is their business, then somebody else will fill in the blanks.
No, but where I was going with this is that if it's a big deal to lose a load of $600 million of cocaine, wouldn't you hire some people that would protect your load? Like, you know, shoot at the cops when they try to approach the boat?
Excellent question.
I mean, you're going to go to jail. Might as well take a few cops out while you're at it in international waters. I mean,
you're on the boat with all that coke, you're probably going to jail for life anyway.
Where is the war on drugs? More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring in what you want, toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both for free, available at freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
1-800-259-9231, talking about another major drug bust, and the U.S. authorities are gloating all over the place about it. Karen Tandy's a very happy lady. She's the administrator of the DEA and just totally, totally ignorant person, just as Michael Chertoff is. And they're all talking about how wonderful they are for being able to find a ship with $600 million worth of cocaine on it, over 42,000 pounds. It was all really just sitting right up there on the top of the ship. They didn't even bother to even put it in anything. They just stacked it up on top of the ship.
Amazing.
And really, it just shows
disdain.
The disdain for the so-called authorities, the fact that this is no big deal to the drug dealers. You know, maybe they just sent this one out. Maybe some high-level coke dealer in who knows where, Asia or whatever, just decided to. Or Panama, just decided to send a ship with $400 million of coke on it, or $600 million of coke, just sitting out in the open in the sunlight, just to see if the cops would figure it out.
Well, maybe,
he was just testing them.
You suppose this was a decoy to keep them away from the real haul?
You know, it could be. I don't know. Maybe it was a legitimate bust. Maybe, who knows what goes on behind the scenes. But
you never know. Sometimes it seems to me like this seems like a pretty big bust to me.
It's a big bust. It's the biggest bust ever that they've ever had.
But, you know, I would say that a lot of busts come from, cops that are on the take from drug dealers out there, because that's how it was with the prohibitionist movement. The gangsters had the cops in their pockets.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine that it's pretty close to true now. And what the gangsters probably do is turn in their competition. Then the guys,
sure,
the cops get leads, and they go and get their big bust. And that's what it really is the gangsters using their cops in their pockets to war on each other.
That's precisely right. And if you don't think that they've got cops in their pockets at the DEA, you're fooling yourself. So, once again, talking about the war on drugs, the cops love to boast and bluster about their big bad war on drugs and how they're so successful and they're sending a message to the black marketeers. And really, there's no war on drugs. And the evidence is that there's no violence. There's very little violence. Yes, I know, it's the black market, so inevitably on the inside of the black market there is violence. And yes, along the southern border, there's a little bit of violence as far as a few bullets trade sides between the cops and the drug dealers from time to time. But in general, in the streets of most American cities, between the cops and the drug dealers, there's very little violence. Very little. The cops kick in doors, and they come in armed, and they're very scary and violent with people. But as far as the drug dealers on cops violence, there's plenty of cop on drug dealer violence just because they're mean, vindictive people. But as far as the dealer violence against cops, where are all the stories? I mean, you'd think that if these drug dealers were such bad guys, and I know there are bad guys in the drug business, but you'd think if so many of them were so evil and so bad, they'd be out there bumping cops off left and right, threatening judges, you know, attacking the prosecutors.
Strangely, that doesn't happen.
Why doesn't that happen? Because that would make some wonderfully sensational press, wouldn't it?
It seems like it would. I don't know that the drug dealers really want to make sensational press.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about for the cops. That way they could paint the drug dealers as, hey, these are bad guys. They're attacking and threatening our police.
Yeah.
The police are heroes. You know how the whole thing with the police is here,
sure,
in America. If you're a policeman, all of a sudden you're a hero just because you've got a badge on. And I've got a story that'll rebut that here in a few moments. But, there is virtually no drug dealer versus police violence out there. And I would like to know from you why you think that is. I mean, wouldn't it be in the dealer's interest to take out some cops? I mean, if you look at what's happened in Iraq, I know this doesn't have anything to do with drugs per se, but the insurgents in Iraq, they threaten the police. The police don't show up to work. So why don't the drug dealers try that?
It's an interesting idea. It seems like you'd be drawing attention to yourself, and the drug dealers are a loosely knit confederacy, a very loosely knit confederacy that's willing to turn on each other pretty quickly. They don't really care to benefit the other drug dealers. They only want to benefit themselves.
True.
So they don't want
taking out the cops would benefit all of the dealers.
Right. They don't want to stir up the hornet's nest. The other dealers would immediately see an opportunity to, A, befriend a cop by turning in somebody that they may know did something, and, B, keep some heat off themselves.
You know, maybe this is one of the reasons why I think that's an excellent analysis. Maybe this is one of the reasons why you never, virtually never, see the big players get taken down. Because they're too well connected. They have too many friends in the police department. They have too many friends in the DEA. So the big boys never get taken down. You ever notice that?
I've never heard of an American big boy getting taken down.
They made a huge bust here, but there were only 14 mules on the ship. I can tell you the guy that bought that load was not on the ship.
Why would he be?
Right.
He'd be a fool to be on that ship.
Exactly. So they'll get the little guys, and there will be, you know, some mid-level, low-level dealers that'll be sacrificed up to the police gods. But they never go after the big guys, and maybe that's because they are actually afraid of them. You know, you bust somebody like a Pablo Escobar here in America, And maybe he will start threatening judges. Maybe he will start turning loose the soldiers, if you will, against the police officers, against the prosecutor and the judges. So maybe that's one of those reasons why those trials don't ever happen. Maybe that's why those busts never happen. Maybe that's why they don't work up the line that far.
It would seem like a bad idea to go to for the drug dealers to go to war against the cops. But at the same time, I wouldn't expect these guys not to have some bad ideas, so I would think that what you're suggesting would happen at some point if they weren't all in bed together. But the fact is, they are.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Matt in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Matt.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just know a little bit something about the drug war.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine, his little brother, he got into some heroin dealing, and one day he ended up half naked in a hotel room, no shoes on, no idea how he got in the room. I mean, he didn't buy the room, he didn't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops kind of just hid from it. And then one day, the family, you know, it was a very large family, multiple kids, like 9 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them was, you know, bad. And I'm driving down the road, so excuse me.
Sure, no problem.
They decided they were going to start their own investigation, hire private investigators, blah, blah, blah. And shortly thereafter that, the sheriff of the county showed up and said, you know, if you don't want one of your other kids to end up in the same predicament, you better drop the investigation.
Hmm. Whoa.
And if you don't think it doesn't happen that way a lot around the country, then everybody is really foolish, because it goes all the way to the top, all the way
yep.
to the presidency. The people that control this country are certainly controlling the drug war and certainly controlling the distribution of the drugs, from the heroin in Afghanistan to the cocaine from the Colombians. And it's been that way for ever since Vietnam War. It's been that way since way before that.
Well, who better to deal the drugs than those who are virtually immune from prosecution?
Yeah,
who better to be the one selling the coke than the sheriff of the county?
You know, you gotta damn mechanic's gotta pass a piss test, and the president of the United States doesn't have to pass the breath.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Matt, thank you for the call. Great story. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There are countless stories like that from around the country. How interesting that the sheriff himself stepped in and told that private investigator, you might want to back off on this one, pal. 800-259-9231. Who's he protecting?
Scary stuff.
This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too. But the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. Cast your vote for the show. Our lead on the second place show, the Potter Guys, has gained by about 6 votes from last night.
Oh, no, it has shrank back again.
Shrunk back?
Yeah, it's back to 7. 7-point lead.
Well, last night it was a 5-point lead, so we're gaining slowly.
Yes.
But nonetheless, this is an example of how hot the competition is.
We 7
need
votes
your
could
vote.
Be done in minutes.
Right. We need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, spend a little bit of time there, takes you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and the only reason they need that is to verify you really are a real person. So there. So vote.freetalklive.com.
Now, isn't this the longest we've made it? Today's the 21st. Isn't this the longest we've made it into a...
It may be the longest or darn close. Yeah.
And to say that our lead is tenuous is an understatement. We need as many votes as we possibly can. So go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Thank you for voting. If you've already done it, and if you have already done it, please send some instant messages out to some friends. Some emails out to your email list, maybe, and ask them.
Send out a bulletin on MySpace.
Yeah, that too. Vote.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How's it going this evening?
Great. What's on your mind?
Here in Texas, you have to have 2 stickers on your windshield.
Hmm.
One's your inspection sticker.
Okay.
That you have to renew every year, and they just increased the price on that from $14 to $27.
Okay.
You have to pay every year. And the other one is your registration sticker, which is like $50-something that you also have to renew every year.
And that goes on your windshield?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I would think the registration sticker would go on your license plate. Do they have something for that, too?
Some states do that. Here in Texas, they put it on your windshield. It's a bigger sticker and supposedly easier for the cops to see.
You know, and some states don't have inspections at all. We came from Florida.
No inspections there.
They used to have inspections back when I was a kid, but they don't have them now and haven't had them for years. And it's really strange. There aren't derelict cars everywhere. As a matter of fact, people where I'm from drive all kinds of new cars because they don't want their car breaking down. That it's a bigger deterrent to breaking down is, in fact, breaking down, not having, not getting a ticket for not being inspected.
Mm-hmm. So where were you going with all this, Eric?
Well, I recently got my new registration sticker because I didn't want the government gun put to my head for not doing it.
Sure.
And they've changed the design once again this year. And on the back of the sticker, the side that you have to stare at every day while you're stuck in your car driving to work, they put a nice little slogan on it that says, "Love your state, check the date."
That's really clever.
And I cannot believe. I was just imagining how much money they wasted coming up with this stupid slogan to remind you to do it, or they're going to put a gun to your head.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. They probably formed a blue ribbon panel or a task force, and they probably spent 2 months just coming up with that slogan alone.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. Well, don't you love your state, Eric? Isn't that the reason why you do it?
Well, that's the scary thing is here in Texas, you know, it is all the state of Texas. Everything's bigger here and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
people really do love the state.
Yeah, it'll probably play well here.
That's a mentality that we need to work on getting rid of. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It's okay to love clean air and to love water, clean water, but to love the state,
I think it's okay to love your geographic region, but somehow they put these government bodies in charge of these geographic regions, and they manage to marry themselves.
Yes.
Somehow this government is in fact the geographic region that
absurd.
That you like so much.
It's absurd. The idea that when you step outside, you're stepping all over the government, stepping all over the state. No, it's just a plot of land. Let's go to Greg in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Greg.
Hey, fellas.
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk about the disappearing bees.
Disappearing bees?
Yeah, well, they say bees have been disappearing all over the world.
Really?
I thought you guys would be more informed on this than I was.
I don't follow the bee patterns, but I'll take your word for it. What about them?
Well, they've been, apparently, you know, there's a problem with pollination, and they talk about how our food sources are going to dwindle this and that because of the lack of pollination. But when I got to think about it, I think I heard that they've been disappearing for 20, 30 years. I got to think about it, and I thought about who would profit from the disappearance of the bees.
I don't know.
It's gonna hurt the like small farmer, the open pollinated crops.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not gonna hurt the GMOs.
What is a GMO?
The genetically modified foods.
Now, how is it that I see where you're coming from that these bees are disappearing, but I mean, can't you just grow more?
Well, apparently not. Not that rapidly.
Really?
But I got to thinking about it, and since it's a worldwide situation, I got to wondering if they've been disappearing slowly for 20, 30 years, that possibly the chemtrails.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me?
Well, they're going somewhere.
I mean, something's causing it worldwide, and there's nothing I've heard of being done worldwide other than...
Well, first of all, I find the chemtrail concept to be pretty absurd. Personally, it seems very silly to me. Yeah, it seems very silly to me that would be going on without anybody being able to prove something about it. If it's so widespread and so dangerous, then where's the evidence? Fact is, there isn't any. There's just some guys.
Nobody knew about the Manhattan Project. And there were thousands of people involved with that.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. It's just that all of the websites out there.
It's food for thought.
All of the websites out there advocating this chemtrail theory are just crackpot kook websites. There's nothing with any credibility whatsoever out there about it. But nonetheless, I mean, the bee things, are, if it's a real issue, then there are certain...
The New York Times says it is.
There are certain segments of the marketplace that I think could respond to it, like honey producers, people that utilize bees in pest control products. Well, they don't want bees to go away. So,
right. The only thing is, if everybody's bees are dying everywhere, it's going to be kind of hard to repopulate.
You know, we don't even know that they're dying. They're just disappearing.
Well,
that's the crazy part.
They're disappearing,
going
dead, whatever. They're not here.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was food for thought.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There you go.
Well, you know, he wouldn't, you know, the chemtrail claims are certainly a little weird, but they spray for mosquitoes. I mean, they could very well, for some reason or another, be trying to kill off somehow, you know, for some reason, ungenetically modified bees.
Yeah, and the reason is to throw the world into a tailspin so everyone starves to death so the elites can bring their control grid into place.
Who knows
that
the elites
blah,
are necessarily
blah, blah, blah.
Doing it? Who knows? I mean, most people haven't seen...
The Bee Haters Club? I mean, who's
doing this? I don't know. The bees are gone.
Don in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian
and Mark. Bee losses range from 30 to 60%.
Hmm.
Well, don't worry, guys. I believe in the Bermuda Triangle on that one.
Anyway, that's where they're going.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find them one of these years. Anyways, I was just calling because you do seem to have a lot of, you know, law official people, you know, listening to you, if you will. But anyways,
maybe
in their oath or in even the state of, you know, Vermont, New Hampshire, wherever up there. Here's the thing. Where does it say that the government has the right to dictate drugs?
No, they don't. Doesn't say anything. Governments don't have rights. Only individuals have rights.
That is correct. So whenever they say that something is wrong with drugs, aspirin, you know, everything, your doctor, if he gives you a drug, he is a...
Yeah,
he's a dealer.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, there's all kinds of legitimate drug dealers.
30, 40 years?
There's all kinds of legal drug dealers. Look at Starbucks.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, you want to get into crazy, but the problem is we believe certain things, and until we, the people, go in there and say, well, that guy's guilty of trafficking, you know, cocaine out to the butt up here in, you know, New Hampshire. Well, no, he's not. It's illegal.
Yeah, all he's guilty of is providing a product to people that are demanding it. That's all the drug dealers do. They provide a service to people that are voluntarily paying them for it. And it's a shame that we're locking people like that up in prison cells. Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. They're just people operating in the marketplace. That's all. It's people with these government thugs with guns that say they can't do it. That's the only reason why.
A lot of times, with some drug dealers and some types of drugs, you're dealing with very violent individuals. And if legalizing them, the violent people will go away.
That's right.
You don't see people killing each other over aspirin.
They are not warring over aspirin or Starbucks or alcohol. It's the legal market. And that's the way it should be. Hour number 3 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The